Miss Schumann, are you all right? I don't know, she said weakly, her voice sounding choked with hesitation. No, with fear. Paul crouched down lower on the stairs. He had to move, had to help her, but one voice after another was stirring around her, closing in to watch. It couldn't be. This can't be happening. His hearing focused beyond the others and filled with Lorraine's ragged breathing. He heard her say one word, the faintest, most fragile whisper. Paul? Good God, it's impossible. She couldn't have seen him, let alone. But what he'd heard was all too real. He stood up and glided down the stairs like moving in a dream. The crowd was still mostly watching the video, bathed in the images from the pound and the room's half-light. It took him a moment to pick out her shape behind one knot of figures. And somehow, it's my fault.